It's show time.
And now it's time for Dave's Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his grand circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. But he understands its place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. So come along and take a listen to Dave's thoughts about the Walt Disney World Resorts and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. Well, I know for a lot of people, the dining experience at the Walt Disney World Resort is one of the things that really makes it special. Now, as you've heard me say in the past, I think dining is a little bit hit or miss around the Walt Disney World Resort. I think some places are great, some places are just average, and some places maybe are a little bit below average. But always, the theming is what makes it special. The theming is really what brings the restaurant and elevates it to something special. Now, with that said, what I wanted to talk about today was some of the quick service restaurants. I know that a lot of times people think about the sit-down dining experience and maybe the signature dining, but I like some of the quick service restaurants around the Walt Disney World Resort. And I'm going to take you through my top 10 quick service meals that I like around the Walt Disney World Resort and tell you where you can get them. Now, the cool part is, a lot of these are in the resort hotels. And just because they're in the resort hotels doesn't mean you can't go and visit them. You could be staying in another hotel, you could be staying off property, and you can still go and visit these hotels and get a meal there, which is really kind of cool. And if you happen to be maybe visiting the Magic Kingdom and you want to go and visit one of the hotels in order to get a meal, you can certainly do that. Just head out of the Magic Kingdom, hop on a bus, head over to the resort hotel, and then go find the meal you're looking for, and then you can head back. Maybe while you're there, you could explore the hotel a little bit, see what the amenities are, and see if maybe the next time you'd like to stay at that hotel. That's one of the cool things about it, is that you can go and you can visit other hotels and do a little hopping around and see some different things. You don't have to stay in the park to eat. In fact, when I was growing up, one of the things that used to happen was a lot of the people that I knew would leave the Magic Kingdom, actually get in their car, leave the parking lot, and actually head out to maybe a McDonald's or a Burger King that wasn't too far away. There wasn't the one by the All-Star Resorts at the time, but people would head off property and go and get a meal at like McDonald's and then come back. Now, was that good or bad? I don't know, but people did it, and it really didn't faze them at all. You just go in the park for a few hours, leave, and then come back. So I'm suggesting that you can still do that today. Maybe you don't actually leave the property, maybe you don't actually have to get in a car and drive anywhere, but you can certainly go to one of the other resorts and enjoy a meal somewhere without having to leave the Walt Disney World property. But it is a nice break sometimes to actually leave the park you're in and go and do something else for a little while and then come back and enjoy it later. Especially like when the summer gets hot and you need a break in the middle of the day, it's nice to be able to get on an air-conditioned bus and just go somewhere where it's indoors and air-conditioned and you're out of the heat of the day and can enjoy a nice meal. Now, quick service dining has the advantage of not being as expensive as some of the signature dining or sit-down restaurants around the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, certainly, some of the dishes that I'm going to suggest here are a little bit more on the pricier side, but when you hear what they are and you hear what you get, it really is worthwhile. So I like to recommend these dishes as some of my favorites and some of the things that I enjoy, and when I visit the Walt Disney World Resort, these are some of the places that I go. So before I get to it, let me just tell you that there's one breakfast on the list, there are a couple of vegetarian dishes on the list, a couple of pork dishes, a couple of fish dishes, a little bit of chicken, but there is no beef. I don't actually eat beef. I had an incident with beef a couple of years ago, and I haven't actually voluntarily eaten beef in a few years now. So that's just who I am and the way I roll. So I'm going to tell you about some of the things that I like. Now, you may find something else on the menus at these places that you may like better, or some beef that you may enjoy at one of these restaurants. But the thing about Disney is a lot of people think about it as hot dogs and hamburgers, and I'm here to tell you that it's not. There is so much more that you can enjoy if you really look around and enjoy the whole resort. So let's get to the list. It's the top 10 quick service meals that I've had at Walt Disney World. Now, these are in no particular order. That's just my top 10 and some of my go-tos. What you'll also find is that there's a couple of places not mentioned on here. For example, the Magic Kingdom is not mentioned on my list. The reason for that is I'm not overly fond of any of the meals at the quick service restaurants at the Magic Kingdom. Now, sure, you can get something good over at Cosmic Rays, or you can go over to Pecos Bill and get something that's pretty tasty, but they're not my favorites, so I'm not going to even mention them on the list. And Be Our Guest is kind of in a strange category because it's not really quick service and it's not really sit down. You have to kind of wait and have an advanced dining reservation. All of the other places on my list, you can walk right up to at any time. Most of them are open throughout the day and into the evening, so you can get lunch or dinner there, or in the case of breakfast, the one breakfast there, and you can pick it up at any time during the day. So it's really not a problem. You just go and you get it. So the first one on my list, you can find at the Art of Animation Resort in the Landscape of Flavors. Now, that's in the main building as you walk, as you go up to the resort, as you come around through the guard gate, where the bus drops you off. You're right inside the main courtyard there, and inside that is the Landscape of Flavors. It's a food court, and you just basically walk up, and you order the thing you want, and then you come over to the register, and you pay for it, and then you can sit down and eat. There's a number of different things on there that are kind of interesting and different. There's some different dishes that you might be surprised by if you really look at the menu. But the one that I really like is the Surf and Surf Burger. Yeah, Surf and Surf. That's kind of funny, isn't it? Now, the Surf and Surf Burger is a crab cake topped with fried popcorn shrimp, tomatoes, lettuce, and a Cajun remoulade sauce. Now, it's sitting on a brioche bun, and when you get it, you look at it and you go, this looks really interesting, and it really has a tremendously wonderful flavor. It's the nice flavor of the crab cake that you're biting into, and then you get the crunch of the popcorn shrimp on top of it, and then you get the kind of the coolness of the lettuce and tomato, the softness, but a little bit of toastiness of the brioche bun. And then that Cajun remoulade sauce really adds a little bit of a kick to it that makes it kind of interesting. The first time I ate it, I sat there and I went, wow, this is really pretty good. And I was surprised at how quickly I ate it. It's a pretty good-sized meal as it is. And then that one is served with French fries, and that makes it kind of fun, right? You get the French fries with it. It really is something that's pretty tasty. And I was actually surprised by this the first time I had it, and I've had it several times since, and I really like it. The odd thing is that there's several different sections up in this restaurant, and the display boards don't really highlight the Surf and Surf Burger. You have to kind of look for it a little bit. It's over with the burgers, and you have to actually look for it on the list in order to find it. It's kind of funny. You have to take a minute and take it in, but it really is something special and very different and something that you don't find around the Walt Disney World Resort very often. That kind of a thing where it's just something unusual, and you go, wow, that's really pretty cool. Now, you can take your food once you get it, and you can sit down in the cafe section there. That's right. They have a large dining area that's just inside the main area. Or you can actually take it out. There's some tables right out by the pool, by the Little Mermaid section. You can kind of sit out by the tables and just kind of overlook the pool. Now, you can't go in the pool section unless you're a guest of the resort, but you can certainly sit out there and kind of enjoy the amenities of the pool while you're eating your meal. So it really is pretty nice, and it's kind of a fun place to go. Just to get away from it. And if you happen to be staying at the Art of Animation Resort, all the better. You can just go and check it out. Next up on my list is over at the Contemporary Resort Hotel. And it's at the Contempo Cafe. The Contempo Cafe is located on the main concourse. And it's actually, if you come down off the monorail and make a quick right turn, you'll see it right there next to you. It looks like not much of anything. There's like a little hallway. It's like a little open area with some kiosks right in front of you. And then you can see a little kitchen just past the area where you're looking. And it's actually kind of, if you walk a little bit further past it, you'll be at Chef Mickey's. So it's in this little alcove area almost that kind of is separated out by Chef Mickey's on one end and the elevators in the middle. So it's kind of in this small area, but it's a surprising place. You walk up, and this one, they have a little menu order system that's actually on the wall on these little kiosks. So you touch the screen and you actually select the things that you want. And then you place your order that way. Now, what I like here is the lobster roll. Now, the lobster roll is a little bit on the pricey side, but it is Maine lobster salad and romaine lettuce, a grilled roll. Now, this is not unlike the lobster rolls that you might find in the Northeast. It's actually got a great flavor. I think they did a nice job of kind of spicing it appropriately, but keeping the lobster as the prominent part of it. There's a lot of lobster in it. It's a really good dish, and you can get it with chips, French fries, or steamed green beans. And you know, it's just one of those dishes that kind of has that homey feel to it. It's really good. It's very tasty. It actually feels like you're up in New England somewhere and you're getting something really nice to eat. Now, what's interesting about the Contempo Cafe is that you place your order on the kiosk there, and then you go around the corner, you actually make a U-turn, and you pay for it first before you actually get your meal. So you pay for it, then you go back with your receipt to a counter, And at the counter, they actually fill the orders and put it out there for you, and then you take it and you can go find a table to eat. Now, a lot of people get their food to go here, and they make everything to go if you want it. All you have to do is ask, "I'd like that to go." And when you get it to go, they'll actually put a little cover on it, and then you can go sit outside. You can maybe sit by the pool in the back. You can sit on the deck that leads over toward where the Bay Lake Towers is. You can take it back to your hotel room if you happen to be staying there. Or you can even take it on the bus with you and take it back to wherever you happen to be staying. You could take it pretty much anywhere. It's kind of a nice feature that they make these to go and somewhat portable. I have to say that I found the experience to be really something. It was a lot of fun to go in there and eat there. And to be able to get the meal and take it out was kind of nice. And I just sat out by the pool and I just enjoyed a nice lobster roll while I was just kind of sitting there. It's really kind of a fun place to go. I mean, the restaurant itself is not much to look at, but the food they serve, and there's a wide variety of things they have on the menu, are really pretty good. Next up on my list is Captain Cook's. Now, Captain Cook's is over in the Polynesian Resort Hotel, and in the Polynesian, it's on the first floor. You kind of go through the lobby and go off to the left and around a corner, and Captain Cook's is back there. The dish I like here is the Aloha Pork Sandwich. Now, it doesn't sound like much. Aloha Pork Sandwich, yeah, that's great. So it's pulled pork, but what they do is they actually top it with a little bit of cheddar, Asian slaw, cucumbers, and tomatoes, and put that on a pineapple coconut bun. Now, I've got to tell you, the flavor combination is just outstanding. The pork has kind of a nice sweet flavor to it, a little smokiness to it. It's really nice. And you get these other flavors in there and a little bit of crunch, and it is really something nice. This is one of those things that I just kind of found by accident. I was like, oh, I wonder what that's like. And I tried it and I was like, whoa, that's good. Again, they have other dishes there that you may like better, but this is one that I really like and I will go out of my way for just to go and get it. Again, nice break. Just head over to the Polynesian from when you're at the Magic Kingdom, and you get a chance to have something that's really something special and nice, and you know, get to enjoy it a little bit. Again, you can sit there in the restaurant area, and I think they're actually working on the restaurant area now, as this podcast is being recorded, and it'll probably be nicer when they reopen it. But you can also take it out and sit by the pool if you want to and just kind of hang out there. It's a nice way to kind of spend a little bit of time and just relax and enjoy yourself. If you're lucky enough to get there at around the time the fireworks are going on in the Magic Kingdom, and you can find a spot to stand because of the new vacation villas and the construction that's going on, you can always stand outside and eat it while you're watching the fireworks, too, at around fireworks time in the Magic Kingdom. Just stand out on the beach in the Polynesian. No better place to see the fireworks, I have to say, for my money. And that's something that you can really just take in and enjoy this dish along with it. Next up, I'm going to switch to breakfast. Now, a lot of the breakfasts around the Walt Disney World Resort are pretty much the same. You get a lot of very, very simple dishes. It's eggs, it's pancakes, it's waffles, bacon, sausage, whatever you want to have with it. And that's pretty much it. And you get these breakfast platters a lot of times that are something like that, some combination of those foods and whatever. But there's a place in the Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's called the Mara. And it's actually, if you go downstairs from when you come into the hotel, you go downstairs, you'll be standing right by the Boma restaurant on your left. Jiko is on your right, and there's a door in front of you that heads out to the pool. So just head out that door, go around the walkway, and you'll wind up in front of the Mara. You go in there, and they have something that's really pretty neat. It's the African-inspired breakfast platter. Now, this one includes scrambled eggs, merguez sausage, pop, chakalaka, and grilled tomatoes. Now, you know, you look at that and you go, what's that? So the merguez sausage is actually a lamb sausage that's got some Moroccan spices in it. Really, really nice. It's a very different kind of sausage than your typical breakfast sausage, and it's really nice. It's got a nice flavor. It's got nice seasoning. It's really good. The scrambled eggs are just scrambled eggs. Pap is actually like grits. It's just a cornmeal that's ground up and made with a liquid like water or maybe a little bit of milk, and it's got a richness to it, and it's really nice. The chakalaka, it's kind of like a tomato chutney, you could say. It's got onions and garlic and ginger and some other spices in it, and it's just really got this really flavorful thing going on. And what they suggest is that you put the chakalaka on top of the pop and you eat it. And it's got a nice combination of flavors. Now, I wasn't a fan of the flavor of the chakalaka. I had a little bit of it. I didn't really love it with my pop. I like grits, so I was able to just eat those and just enjoy them. But I really did enjoy that. And the grilled tomatoes, they're nice plum tomatoes that have a little bit of olive oil and salt on them. They're grilled up, and they were almost perfect. They just had a nice flavor, and it really rounded out the dish. And this was one of those things that I just enjoyed having, and I was kind of surprised that I enjoyed it. I went in not thinking much of it. I'm like, okay, let's try something different for breakfast, and it really was pretty good, very good. You know, one of those things you just kind of go, oh, that was nice. I enjoyed having that. Next up on my list is actually inside a theme park, and this is the Flame Tree Barbecue that's in the Animal Kingdom. This is one of those restaurants that is worthwhile going to when you're over in the Animal Kingdom. It's just got, you can smell it from pretty much anywhere in the Animal Kingdom. They're smoking meats and they're making some really nice things. And the thing that I enjoy the most there is really the pork sandwich. And it's just smoked pork put together with a side of coleslaw. That's it, on a bun. That's all it is. It's as simple as can be, but the pork is so juicy and tender and flavorful. And as you go up to the little kiosks they have off to the side, you can actually get some different sauces for it. They have, I think, maybe three different barbecue sauces you can put on it. And they're all really good. You know, a little spicy, a little tangy, a little sweet. So you can try some different things on your pork sandwich. And it's really pretty good. It's one of those meals that just kind of stands out to me because I think it's the combination of the atmosphere, the location, the food itself. Everything just kind of works. Now, you sit outside in these little huts, and you overlook the lake that looks over toward Expedition Everest. There's a lot of table seating that goes in different directions, so there's different places you can sit. But it always is pleasant just to sit out there and just enjoy it, and really take it in and just really enjoy sitting there and taking in, soaking in the atmosphere of the Animal Kingdom. It really is one of those fun places that I really like to go, and that particular pork sandwich is so good, it's really worthwhile just sitting there and eating that. It's one of those things that I really, really relish and enjoy, and I highly recommend it. Next up is another location that's inside a theme park, and that's the Boulangerie, please excuse my French accent, over in the France Pavilion at Epcot. This is one of those places that really is got a nice selection of different foods. They have a pastry side on one side where you can get your eclairs and your other assorted sweets, and on the other side, it's sandwiches. And other easy meals like that. You can get a baguette with different things on it, or you can get an actual sandwich. They also have some salads and a few other things that you can pick up, and it really does make for a nice meal. For me, the thing that I like the most is the croque monsieur, which is the same dish, essentially, that you can get over at the Be Our Guest restaurant. Now, the Be Our Guest does it differently. It's prepared a little bit differently, but it's just a toasted ham and cheese sandwich. And the way they do it on a baguette is really, really nice. And it makes for a nice meal. Very easy. You go in, you get it, and you sit down. And there's some tables right there. Or you can go outside, and you can sit outside and enjoy the fresh air and watch the people go by as you're eating your sandwich. Or you could just find a place somewhere around the World Showcase and just sit down and eat it. This is one of those things that I just really like. Because of the fact that you can go in and get a sandwich, and you can get a pastry, and then you can come out, it really makes this kind of a nice location to go to get something to eat. And it's one of the places I like to go when I'm over in the World Showcase. Now, going along that same path, the next pavilion over is the Morocco Pavilion. And Morocco also has some really nice dishes. It's also one of my favorite places to eat when I'm in the World Showcase. The thing that I really like to get is the lamb shawarma platter. Now, you can get it with chicken or a mixture of chicken and lamb if you're not sure. But what they do is they take the shawarma. The meat is seasoned and marinated, and it's made in a way where it's on the spit, and they're heating it from the outside, and it cooks through. You know, it's that same idea of the way they cook the meat in Morocco, where it's opened up and it's just got all these great spices and it's really flavorful. Sometimes, depending on the cut, it may be a little more spicy than you may like, but in general, it's really, really good. And they serve it with hummus, tabbouleh, couscous salad, and Moroccan bread. And that combination is just wonderful. You can kind of make a little sandwich out of the Moroccan bread and the meat, or you can kind of eat them separately, eat the meat with a fork and pick off the bread. You can dip the bread in the hummus. You can do it however you want to do it, but it's a really great meal. And it's one of those meals that's a very sizable and substantial meal. I can usually eat that and it covers like two meals. It's that big and that much food. And sometimes I've shared it with friends or family, and that's worked out really well too, because it's just so much food on the plate at that point that it's hard to not share it because there's just so much there. But it's one of those things that I really like. And like I said, the lamb is what I go for. But if you like chicken, the chicken is great too. The mixture is a nice way to go because you can get a combination of both and really enjoy whichever one you like or try them both. Now, another resort location that I like is actually over at the Saratoga Springs Resort. Now, in the paddock, that's what they call it, there's actually a food court in there. And one of the things that I really like there is the spice-crusted fish sandwich. Now, what they do is they take this piece of fish. Typically, it's like a mahi or something like that. And they'll put some spices on the outside and they grill it up. Then what they do is they put some citrus apple slaw on top of it and a cilantro mayonnaise. And it just has one of those things where you bite into it and you go, wow, that's really nice, because it's got a little spice from the spice on the outside of the fish. But then also has the cooling factor of the cilantro mayonnaise, and then the citrus apple slaw gives a little crunch and a little tang, and it's a really great combination. It's one of those dishes that you kind of go, wow, this is surprising. I wouldn't have expected this, and I certainly wouldn't have expected it at a resort hotel, just sort of a one-off random thing that I see there, because I'm seeing the chicken nuggets and everything else on that list. And that's something that exists there, and it's really very tasty. And then next up is over at the Beach Club. In the Beach Club Market, there's a surprising dish that appears there, and it's called the quinoa vegetable wrap. You look at that and you go, quinoa vegetable wrap, what's that? So it's got a bunch of roasted vegetables inside, quinoa, of course, hummus, and goat cheese that's all wrapped up into like a sandwich. Now, you probably should eat it with a fork because it's a little messy, but overall, the effect is great. So if you can make it over to the Beach Club, you can leave Epcot certainly and go right over to the Beach Club or come over from the studios and take the boat over and wind up right there by the Beach Club. And go into the Beach Club Market and get this quinoa vegetable wrap. And it's really very tasty. It's another thing that you just, surprisingly good. I'm a quinoa fan myself, but this has just got a nice combination of different things in there that make the dish really compelling and interesting. And it's very, very tasty. And then finally on my list is the studio catering over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, this is the one that's right across from the entrance to the Lights, Camera, Action stunt show. And it's kind of surprising. It's open air. There's not a whole lot of seating that's right there. But there's one dish on the menu that really stands out as being something that's really good, and that's the grilled vegetable sandwich. They take all these vegetables. They've got zucchini, mushrooms, red peppers, tomatoes, and they mix them all together and put them onto this sandwich bread. And it's a basil Asiago sandwich bread that really pretty good by itself, but you got all this other stuff on it, and then they throw some sun-dried tomato pesto, provolone cheese, just to give it a little bit of flavor, and then they serve it with coleslaw or apple slices, or you could always get the ubiquitous french fries if you want, but it's really a good dish. It's just, it's the one of those surprising things, you know, from the vegetarian side of things, sometimes it's hard to find a good vegetarian dish around the Walt Disney World Resort. This is one that's available at a counter service restaurant that's really pretty darn good. Now, it's not vegan, of course, because it has provolone cheese on it, but it is really pretty tasty, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's one of those that you kind of go, wow, these vegetables are well done, they're well seasoned, they're well grilled, and it comes together nicely on this piece of bread. That really is something special and something more than just, you know, a bunch of things slapped together where it's just like, oh, okay, here we made a vegetarian dish. It's really pretty tasty. And I hope you'll give it a try sometime. Well, there you go. Those are my top 10 quick service meals that you can find around the Walt Disney World Resort. I hope you'll get a chance to try some or all of them out, or at least I inspire you to go out and check out some different areas rather than just running from attraction to attraction at the theme parks, that you go and experience something else and maybe take in a little bit of the resort hotels and kind of experience the effort of getting there. There's a certain elegance to getting to these hotels and taking something in and checking it out and seeing what it looks like and seeing what it feels like and trying something different to eat. And I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you get a chance to savor it. Well, that is my podcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And now I'm going to have to go get something to eat because that made me kind of hungry. But remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. Now, please exit the moving podcast. The walkway is moving at the same speed as your podcast. Kindly take small children by the hand and watch your head instead. If you have questions, thoughts, or would just like to ask Dave a question, please send an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. You can always find Dave's Disney View on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Show notes for this podcast can be found on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound A Music. You'll find a link to the latest Disney-related autism awareness event on the show notes page. We also encourage you to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There are a couple of Disney-related apps, including a Hidden Mickeys app and a pin trading app.